Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita's been a member of our Brain Trust for almost 14 years. How about that? We got her right out of elementary school. She was one of the folks who helped launch Alta Vista for digital way back in the day when she was literally was just out of high school. And she is one of the top online experts, digital experts at our Brain Trust. She's the author of E-Learning 2.0, also the e-commerce question and answer book, second edition, and she's one of the smartest people I know. She's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be on the show.
Good to have you back. As always, thank you for 14 great years.
I've enjoyed every one of them.
How about that? We can always keep up with that because that's basically the age of your daughter, isn't it?
It definitely is. Yes, I have a 14-year-old.
Yeah, we've watched her grow up. Okay, Anita, what's on your mind today?
Let's talk about today about robotics and how that's going to change the world.
It's already changing the world.
What's going on? How that affects what's real, what's really happening? It's been changing the world for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways it's great, in some ways it's hard.
Can I tell you a quick robotic story that'll put this
sure.
in perspective? General Motors wanted to put robots in their plants, and the unions wouldn't let them because they wanted to downsize some employees, and they wanted to have a reduction in force and put some robots in because they thought they could be more efficient. The unions wouldn't let them. So General Motors sent the union, those workers, to a building and said, just sit there and don't work. We'll pay you, just don't work. The robots were so efficient that they literally could, GM could afford to buy them, put them in, use them, and pay the people payroll rather than just have the people work.
Why are there so many angry middle-class people?
No kidding. I'm not making a value judgment one way or the other. That's a real story.
It's a real story. What's interesting is everyone says, oh my gosh, we're all going to be taken over by robots. Well, the problem is if you don't have skills, yes, you'll lose your job. Low, no skilled jobs will be replaced by robots. Instead, those jobs now become high skilled jobs. Because who's going to manage those robots?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to program those robots?
Who's going to build them? Who's going to invent
the next?
Who's going to
build those robots? Who's going to design those robots?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, 30, 40 years ago when they first brought in computers for accounting,
mm-hmm.
they said, oh my gosh, they're going to do away with our finance department. They're going to do away with our accounting department. And the initial is they did away with those. And then they turned around and found out, no, we still need those people in finance. We still need those people in accounting. They're no longer adding up columns. But mm-hmm. all of a sudden, we've come up with new things that we never thought we could do before.
But they're
and
different.
Now, all of a sudden, we have computer departments, and companies have more employees now than they had before.
But they have more employees, but they're doing different things, right?
And the shifting of the skills, that's where the
anxiety is right now, isn't it? It's that we haven't cross trained our people.
Well, not necessarily. I don't say it's the cross training. What it is there's two groups of people. There's unskilled and skilled, and the skills.
Well, that's what I'm. That's what I mean.
People for the skills.
When I say cross training wasn't the right word, but what you said is exactly what I meant. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. And it's only going to be more so. So when we look at the robot, what's going to happen? I live in Mountain View, which is the same town as Google, and you can't drive down the street without passing a driverless car, which currently has a driver in it, because by law they have to have someone, but they're not driving.
Wow. I haven't experienced that yet.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, down my street. I walk down the street, and, they're all over, because they must have at least 100 of those cars.
So they just tell the car where to take them, and it does?
Well, there's two people in there. One of my girlfriends, her daughter, works in this group, so she was telling me exactly how it works. They have two people. One person, by law, has to sit behind the wheel but doesn't touch it. The other person goes through the maneuvers. So they set the car up on what maneuvers they're going to do, and they have to make sure that the car does all the maneuvers.
Oh, so these are just being tested. They're not actually... These are test cars,
yes.
Is that what you're saying? I see what you're saying. Yeah, this is a
different type.
The test bed out there. Hold on to that thought. We're going to continue our discussion with Anita Rosen about robotics and artificial intelligence. And you won't be surprised to know that I've got some thoughts on this. 2010, right back with Anita Rosen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.